know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to the End Zone Club, where we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in potential to fulfilling your purpose and introducing our host, Anthony Mitchell.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is Anthony Mitchell. Just wanted to say that we have some company today, meaning I got a special guest who's going to keep it hot, flavorful. But before I introduce him, I do have to say, whatever platform you were streaming this podcast from, please give us a like, a share, a rate, a subscription. Help us to get this content out to the four corners of the world. But before we do so, we got to hear from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Hey guys, this is Basically Tisha from Basically Tisha. Listen, you guys will love my content. Please join me on facebook.com/basicallytisha or TikTok/@basicallytisha.
All right. So listen, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you guys to click on the link. Whatever link you're seeing on whatever platform, if you'll click on the link, you'll notice that there is a short biography underneath that. There's a simple word, seven-letter word. It says support. Click support, and whatever amount you choose to give, thank you. But while you're at it, please drop us a 5-star rating so that we can help this algorithm. If you don't mind sharing this on your social media platforms with somebody that can be blessed from the content, or just somebody you feel like needs to hear what we are talking about, please do so. But with that said, I do take great pleasure in announcing today's guest. Now, through the years, this young man and I have worked together on various platforms, beginning with a youth outreach program that was launched in South Mississippi around the year of 2014. He was one of my speakers for the night. And when I say the guy brought it, he brought it. From that point on, I have had a great opportunity of calling him friend, because he is a walking encyclopedia of information. I can come to him about business deals. I come to him about financial matters. Sometimes there are real estate questions that I don't know the answer to. But guess what? As I told you guys a couple of episodes ago, I have been blessed to be surrounded with a great crowd of people. And from that crowd, I was able to pick today's special guest, Brother Lamar Brandon Toulouse, spelled T-O-U-L-O-U-S-C. Y'all welcome my man to the End Zone Club podcast, and let's show him love and let's do his thing. Brandon, what's up, my man? Speak up.
I'm doing great, Anthony. I appreciate the introduction, and I'm thankful to be here to share with your audience, you know, what my journey and how I have come to this place that I'm at today and still have ways to go. But I'm just excited to be on here with you. Always a privilege, honor to impart into younger generation, young adults, you know, adults, anyone that's willing to listen and want to change their lives.
All right, so having a podcast, something that a lot of people don't see is the amount of work that goes in behind the scenes, making sure we have the right fit for every episode. And it was a no-brainer for me when I developed my podcast to just put together a list of people that I felt like would be good for what we're building. Instantly, you were one of the first people. Now, I have seen your story firsthand. I have heard your motivational conversations. I know so much about your gift itself, but I have never in all these years had the opportunity or I've never thought about really asking you, can you take us behind the curtains on your scene? Like, what was it that got you started? How did you get started? It's probably a better question to ask, but how did you get started on this journey towards becoming this, this wealth of information that you are?
A lot of people don't see.
Well, like most of us have probably heard already, is a willingness to learn. I think my journey began because I had a hunger to learn and to be better and to grow. And from that, you know, just the knack, part of my story is going back to 7 years old when I knew that I had a willingness to be different, to do something different than what I was seeing, even in my community and my family. And I just wanted to do greater. So from that, that just developed a hunger and a dream begin to stir up on the inside of me. And then when I graduated high school, going into college, I just knew that in order to get to the place that I wanted to be, I had needed the right information from the right people to get on the right path to get me to the right place that I was trying to get to. And in doing that, I would give you two things: the right information from the right people, and then a hunger to get there, a tenacity to never quit, a relentlessness to never give in, and a resiliency to bounce back even through difficulties. So was the journey easy? No, it's never easy, but it's doable if you put forth the effort and put forth the willingness to push forward. And so in starting, if just to give us a starting point, my mother purchased for me an infomercial product. It was $99 at the time, how to buy real estate with no money down. I was naive at this point on real estate, didn't have any knowledge of it, didn't have any credit, didn't have any funds. I just had a dream, a vision, and a hunger. And from that $99 course, I began to learn, to grow, and all of a sudden, I began to do real estate on a big level before the market crashed in 2008. And it just sprung up, you know, everything that I now do from that point on. A $99 infomercial course on how to buy real estate with no money down. So when people say, hey, I don't have the money, I don't have the finances, I don't have the credit, that's just a mindset. That's limiting belief. That's doubt and unbelief. I didn't have any of that. All I had was a willingness and a hunger to learn from whoever would teach me.
You know, I like what you just did, because you basically put yourself in our shoes and you let us know, hey, I started where you came from. Now, I do have a question, because I have found out that information, just having information, is key to success. How did you know when you were getting the right information? And the reason I'm asking this, as a, you know, prefacing this, a lot of times with our kids especially, it's like, as youth pastors, we give them a certain line of information, and then their friends give them another line. How do you know that you were getting the right information and which way to go?
The right information get the right results. Any information that's not getting results is just entertainment. It wasn't until I got the right information that was getting the results. And from seeing the results from the people that I was learning from, then I was able to do what they were doing. So another way to look at it is, find somebody that's doing what you want to do at the level that you want to do it at, and follow them. Listen to them. Get the information from them that they're giving. So how it happened for me, there was a guy, you know, that was doing $25,000 deals, $40,000 deals. And I knew I wanted to do deals at that magnitude. So I began to learn from him. I hitchhiked to his city, which he lived in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was living in Hammond, Louisiana. I didn't have the funds. I didn't have the means. So I hitchhiked to go learn because this person was cashing the checks that I wanted to cash. So I was willing to do whatever it took to get that information because it was the right information because he was getting the results that I knew I wanted to get, and he was playing the game on the level that I knew I wanted to play. So I had to train on that level, I had to prepare on that level, and I had to pursue on that level in order to reach that. So through time and doing that, guess what happened, Anthony? I began to start cashing those $25,000, $35,000. I think probably $32,000 was the most that I've ever done, and $100,000 in 1 month is the most that I've done. But it came from the beginning days of hitchhiking, of making the signs, you know, those signs that you see on the road, I buy houses, or I buy golf carts, or I buy mobile homes. I used to travel down there to go do those signs, not getting any money, just able to learn, able to read the books that he had. And it was through that I started gaining the understanding till I got to that point to where I was cashing those checks as well. So getting the right information from the right person that was getting results. So a lot of people talk about what they do, but do they really do it? You got to find somebody that's doing the action. The action is, I'm not talking about what I have or what I'm getting. I have it and I'm getting it. That's a big difference. That's why I emphasize the right information from the right people.
All right, so before we get too far in today's episode, I do have to pause for a second so that we can get a quick advertisement in from some people who support us here at the End Zone Club podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Andre Truitt, representative for Just Gifted Clothing Brand. If you have individual talent of any kind, we are talking to you. Join this clothing brand that has built a community of people that encourages others to use their gifts and talents. Man, we are the fastest growing brand that you haven't heard of yet. To find out what we're really about, just go to justgiftedclothingbrand.com. Let me spell that out for you. J-U-S-G-I-F-T-E-D clothingbrand.com. One more time for you. J-U-S-G-I-F-T-E-D clothingbrand.com. Talent in any way, you're just gifted.
Welcome back. All right, so to my next question. And I thank you for clarifying that, because a lot of times, a lot of us are surface driven. We look at the wrong things as far as what right. we're attracted to. I see a lot of kids, even from a young age, are developing a mindset that they only want what somebody else has got, and not from a good right. perspective. Like, you were willing to put in the work. You were willing to yes. learn. What I do want to know, just to keep it real for a moment, was there, what was probably one of your greatest takeaways, like one of the biggest life tips you got from that time that you probably still carry with you to this day?
I would say overcome fears. I'm a very confident person now, but I didn't start out that way. One of the areas of real estate was door knocking, you know, going on people's door and knocking and asking if they wanted to sell their house. And I was a shy person, very intimidated by that process. But I knew in order to get to the place that I wanted to be at, I had to overcome that fear. So it's several fears that I had to overcome, you know, to get to the place that I was. So without overcoming those fears, I wouldn't be nowhere close to where I am today. So being not an extroverted person, but introvert, or not being the outgoing person, or the person that works the crowd, or what we would call in school the cool kid, or any of that thing. So I had more work to do in that area, but the joy in it is when you face your fears, you realize it wasn't as bad as you thought it would. Uh-oh. And so don't allow anything to limit you from pursuing the dream that you have on the inside. So the dream on the inside has to become bigger than the fears on the inside. And when that dream is bigger, then you overcome those things and you advance past that. Excuse me.
I thank you for that piece of information, because a lot of time, especially from the outside looking in, when people hear success stories or they hear motivational speeches, a lot of times they don't see the work that has went into what you really did behind the scenes. A lot of people think that people just wake up gifted. And Michael Jordan talked about that. He says he feels like one of the worst things he did in the game of basketball was he made a lot of young people think that it came easy.
Right.
So I'm thankful that you were able to share that where you were. But I do want to kind of go into some of the difficulties that you encountered, because you talked about earlier, before the crash, that you were doing a certain level of economics. And apparently, just from that, I've gathered that maybe there were some challenges. But from the crash, what did you learn about yourself, and how can it help some of these young people?
Well, I would say the resilience, the ability to bounce back. A lot of people lost their livelihood through the 2008 market crash. This is when real estate was all booming, and then all of a sudden, through some financial instruments that was it beneficial to the full economy, things went south. And from that, you know, I went from, you know, just salaried income that I paid myself, but, you know, as a company, we had secretaries to pay, had a partner to pay, but, you know, I was probably on a salary of $11,000 a month, you know, just out of what we were paying ourselves. And then to go down to nothing, you know, no having no income coming in and liquidating things and trying to figure those things out, you find out what you are really made of. So this is the determining factor. Are these things are going to destroy you, or are you going to use this as an opportunity to grow? And I didn't understand that at the beginning, because I didn't have a mentor, I didn't have anyone, you know, per se, to guide me through what was happening until afterwards. But going through it, I learned a lot about myself and what you know, you don't know what you can handle until you have to handle things that you never handled before. And you come to a place of realizing what I would like to give inspiration from that standpoint is having the mindset to never quit and never give up. And you're going to face difficulties. And just to piggyback off of the Michael Jordan analogy you was given, I've poured into my kids how to dream big, how to have a big mindset, how to set big goals, reach for the stars, and all of these things. But where I did may have failed a little bit is not showing them fully the work ethic that goes to that. So yes, have the dream, but without the work ethic, the dream is not going to be realized. You got to put in the work. They didn't get to see the time where I slept for over 4 or 5 years or more than that. I probably slept 2 hours a day. Not that I was trying to stay up. I was just so passionate about my dream that I didn't want to sleep. I wanted to get to it and make it happen. So guarding the difficulties is just a restart. From the market crash to now having to do it all over again, I had to go back to the $99 course and capture that same hunger and start all over again. And then now I'm here in a different field doing different things, doing coaching, finances, doing sales, different things that I learned from there. So you can take the business, you can take the vehicle, but you can't take the information, or you can't take the person. Drop me in any city and I'll make my way back.
So, I knew you were going to light us on fire, and it's unfortunate that I only have you for a short time period, because I said, man, watch, he's going to really get going. And then it's going to be time to tail way off. So I got to do this. So for the listeners that they're already inspired, not knowing you have a short time to be on our platform today, I do have to ask, for those that want to support your ministry and hear more or just engage with your life coaching and this whole model, that you have for preparing them for life, how can they do that?
Brother Anthony, that's a great question. I should have wrote those things down because I know none of them. My daughter and son handle a lot of that stuff, so they know all my login information. Lamar Toulouse, successlifenow.com, I believe, is our website. That's probably the best way to get the most information. I think I'm Lamar Toulouse on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. So that's probably the easiest way to find me. There are not many Toulouses in the world, so it'd be easy to look me up on these platforms. I'm pretty sure those who familiar with the apps probably know how to get to it better than me. That's something that I'm working on. Anthony, I haven't really been the social media type, so I'm learning those areas. It's another learning process. I'm not a person that boasts in, hey, look what I can do. I'm out here doing it. So I'm not looking for followers. I'm just looking for people who want to be inspired in their life and make a difference. And if you find me, you find me. If you don't, you probably wish you would have found me. But I'm getting better at getting those handles up so we can get the right people. And we'll probably do this again, hopefully, if you'll have me on, where we can spend a little more time, and I'll have those things available for you.
Open invite, because again, just the ways you have inspired me through the years. Just anytime I need somebody to jumpstart off, you have always been one of that kind of person. And I don't have to talk to you every day, every month, every week to feel like the connection is still there. So I'm thankful for that. But before I get you out of here, brother, I gotta hit you with my last question. So I hope you got your thinking cap on. I'm gonna put a drum roll right here. Are you ready for my final question, sir?
Let's go.
All right. So, one thing I like to ask every guest that comes on this platform to answer this question. And let's just say man or woman is successful in creating a time machine. You were able to go back in time and speak to your younger self. What's something that you know now that you would present to your younger self?
If I can go back in time and say one thing or say something to my younger self, that's a great question. I think I would say fail forward. Don't be afraid to fail. The faster you get up, the faster you're gonna get through it. I think John Maxwell, it was, that wrote a book, Sometime You Learn. And sometimes you lose or something like that. Now he say sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but he scratched out lose and put learn. So you learn from the time, your difficulties and from your failures. But I believe at times we were taught that failure was bad, or, you know, that meant the end of it if you failed. When really we just wasn't taught to fail forward. We were taught a lot of times to not try certain things because you may fail, instead of failing forward, instead of failing until you get it right. So I would go back and tell that younger person, don't be afraid to fail. Get up and do it again. Since you got me thinking off the top of my head there.
Well, guys, again, Brother Lamar, I'm going to open up the airways real quickly. If there's anything else you want to share with our crowd, period, now is the time. Give you a moment to do so. If not, we're gonna segue and set up something else in the near future to get you back on.
Yeah, I mean, I look forward to continuing this on. I know we kind of rushed tonight with it with this day and having some plans after here to head right back out. But I just, if I could leave a young, eager person who's curious about overcoming obstacles and reaching their dreams, to never stop dreaming, no matter where you're from, no matter what difficulties that you have against you, if you believe, you can make it, you can do it. And it's going to take a work ethic. It's going to take a willingness not to ever give in or never quit. Continue to pursue through the trials, through the difficulties, and I guarantee you, you're going to come out as pure gold, winning in every area of your life. As I tell our group here at Success Life Now, we are determined to live our success life now. And I ask them, when? Now. When? Now. Why? Because you are success.
I wish we had more time to do today's episode. Unfortunately, us being adults, married adults at that, many of us are on the tail end of trying to make Valentine's Day work for our situation. So thankfully, my guest does have prior obligations, but he was wanting to really come on this platform and to share some information with you guys, some motivational tactics. And I'm glad that he came by. But listen, let's run this content up because his brother really wants to come back, and not just him, but just go back and listen to some other episodes and show our special guests some love. I tell you, as a host, I love talking. However, I like building a platform that's more about enlightening you guys about other people in the community. At our church, our pastors use a certain phrase that I would like to repeat with you. And it's something we say all the time. Maybe you heard it or maybe you haven't. But it says that the good you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. Now, none of us were called to be an island of our own, unfortunately, because society is teaching us that you only live once, you're your own brand, obey your thirst, your image, all of these things. We put us first. But here at the End Zone Club podcast, I like to put my people in the forefront. Let's highlight them. I mean, just coming off the tail end of a two-part episode with Lee Jackson, who is a bright light shining in the Dallas community. Phenomenal content. Phenomenal. I promise you, if you're looking for motivation, this is the one where this brother shares insight about his family disbanding at the age of 12. And the brother was homeless. From that point, God revealed himself to him through some tough questions and things he was having because of the situation he was in. Phenomenal content. I mean, even a few episodes before that, I have a young man named Kevin Nickerson who is the St. Louis Rams, and I should know better as a 49er fan, but he's the chaplain for the Los Angeles Rams from the inner cities of Kansas City. Brought some phenomenal motivation, shared some insight about what it was like even from a ministerial purpose and position of being at the Super Bowl and seeing the guys that he has been mentoring win a Super Bowl. I mean, we've had Joshua Washington from the Joshua Mentality. Brothers, he dropped it. Sisters, he dropped it. He came and gave us some phenomenal content. There's been some guys, I mean, former NFL players like Walt Harris and Anthony Blaylock, pastors like Calvin Ellison. There's a bunch of people who have come through this platform and blessed us with knowledge and the direction we're going. There's no way but up. And as we're going up, I would be smiting my own face, spiting my own potential by making this about me more than about the people that God has placed in my life who sharpened me as iron. There's going to be some episodes coming where you're going to get a chance to hear from my wife, who is the woman who has to deal with me every day. It's a hard, daunting task, but apparently God has given her the grace. But maybe she'll be able to share more with you about her heart, some things she's got. Almost every episode you hear her advertisement about Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise and the basicallytisha.org if you want to check her out and support. But she also gives a lot of very healthy parental lifestyle entertainment from a godly perspective content. Go check her out as well. Every episode, I also try to enlighten you guys on others' platforms because, again, it's not just about me. There are a lot of people who come on here who are more motivational, inspirational, who are more gifted with their words, who are more fluent in language. I don't have a problem lifting them up. So again, as you're hearing the tail end of this content, I encourage you to like, share, rate, subscribe. As always, support us. We need the support. Got some more stuff lined up. Got some more powerful stories that are getting ready to come your way. I'm excited about being on a platform this Monday. I have been invited to be a special guest, and I'll tell you more about it after I get on the episode. That way, after I'm on the episode and I do my next episode, you'll be able to go back and hear it all in one piece. Because again, we're all about supporting. So with that said, if you're loving this content and you feel like maybe you would be a phenomenal special guest, why don't you email us here at the show? Which is Anthony Mitchell, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, 01, at hotmail.com. And in the subject heading, please put special guest. Until next time, guys, you're listening to the End Zone Club, and you have been blessed with some more content.
I'm doing great, Anthony. I appreciate the introduction, and I'm thankful to be here to share with your audience, you know, what my journey and how I have come to this place that I'm at today and still have ways to go. But I'm just excited to be on here with you. Always a privilege, honor to impart into younger generation, young adults, you know, adults, anyone that's willing to listen and want to change their lives.